Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
Indeed, a wild scene in Jersey City where there's a major police response to an active shooter who is still on the loose. Let's go live to our Al Jones.
Okay, and so what we know so far is that you had shooters inside of a bodega on the corner right next to a school. They were pinned down by Jersey City Police, a number of other police departments also arriving. We have county police as well, and state police. So they had them pinned down, but the shooting was amazing. I've never heard that many shots. Easily in the hundreds, and this went on for an hour and a half. You might get a pop pop, and then you'd get this barrage of gunfire. Right now it seems to have settled down, but they've expanded kind of the frozen zone, if you will. We're two blocks away, and just up Grant Street I can see a heavily armored police vehicle along with police officers in full armor going door to door looking underneath cars. So they're searching for something. We've also heard, and this is unofficial, that both shooters are down. Jersey City Police mentioned that maybe 20 minutes ago. So we assume the threat is over, but they are expanding their search area, pushing people back and going door to door, car to car. Whatever they're searching for, they haven't found. But we also have one, two, three state police helicopters overhead that have kind of been circling, keeping an eye from above. It seems the active shooter situation has ended. Just two shots in the last 45 minutes, just two rounds. Don't know what those were, but I'm sure we'll find out. But again, the police presence here is amazing. there are police vehicles and emergency vehicles from all the surrounding towns and counties. Everybody coming here to aid Jersey City Police because what they were dealing with was somebody or two people with a lot of rounds and a lot of weaponry, a lot of gunfire, and we're still not certain about a body count, about how many people might have been shot. But again, Jersey City Police do seem to have a handle on the situation. No gunfire now for the last half hour. Al Jones, 1010 Winds, live on Martin Luther King Boulevard here in Jersey City.
The mayor of Jersey City is holding a news conference on today's fatal shooting of a police officer. Let's listen in.
Agencies that supported us, and of course, a tough day for the Jersey City Police Department.
Any idea how this started? What started?
No, it's still under investigation.
What building?
I don't want to give that information at this point.
Can you tell us about the assailants?
Nope, not at this point. Anything else?
And how many deceased are we talking about inside the code?
We don't know yet.
We could confirm there's multiple deceased inside the building, and all the schools in the location are secure. They will be secure for the foreseeable future until we feel comfortable to release all the children, but all the children are accounted for, and we'll provide more information on that shortly. Again, I just want to say it's a tough day for the Jersey City Police Department. You know, these people work tirelessly in very, very tough conditions, and we're going to notify the family. But it is one of our best police officers, and a tough day for the Jersey Police Department for sure.
Just to clarify, how many officers were injured?
Two officers. Okay, thank you very much.
There's no indication of that.
All right, thank you.
All right, there we have a brief statement from Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop on today's shooting. He is now confirming that multiple people are deceased, and we know that includes at least one police officer who was killed today in the line of duty. Two shooters reportedly taken out by cops, but not before they killed the officer and wounded two others and a civilian. This happened when the suspects opened fire at a bodega on Martin Luther King Drive and Bayview Avenue this afternoon. That gunfire lasted for apparently an hour and a half before it stopped. This witness ran into a nearby deli.
I saw one on the ground, a police officer hiding. I mean, not hiding. He must have fell down by the car. He was going towards the shooting, where the shooting was coming from, and then he just dropped down. And so I don't know if he got hit, but I know it took like 10 minutes for two of his comrades, two of his fellow officers, to come and help him escape to get away to safety.
Well, schools are still on lockdown in Jersey City, and this massive presence of both local police and federal agents continues. In fact, we're hearing that drones are hovering above. Armored vehicles are still on the street. Cops are said to be concerned about explosives and are clearing people from the area. And as we just heard from the mayor there, Stephen Fulop, multiple people are deceased. We know that that includes one Jersey City police officer. We're also hearing that the two shooters were taken down by authorities. As always, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the very latest. Two children have been stabbed in Newark. One of them did not make it. This happened this morning in an apartment near Highland and Park Avenues, where police say a 15-year-old was killed and an 11-year-old was wounded. Newark Police Director Anthony Ambrose.
The investigators from Essex County Prosecutor's Office, Newark Police, are at the scene investigating, as I said. Right now, there is no threat to the immediate area.
Well, so far, no word on exactly what happened. A new definition for a common word.
The folks at Merriam-Webster have declared the personal pronoun they to be their word of the year. They based that decision on a 313% increase in searches for the word on the dictionary's website compared to the previous year. Merriam-Webster first saw an increase in the number of people looking up the word they after a model who identifies as transgender and non-binary walked runways in both men's and women's fashion shows. Searches increased again after Representative Pramila Jayapal talked at a hearing about her gender non-conforming child in April. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.